Front page of the Herald Sun at 11:08 tells us that Melbourne scientists are developing a way of growing a mini liver, and you stick it in your leg in order to grow it.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah, you get people who will be able to chew through a third one. Dr. Kiryu Yap, clinician and scientist at St. Vincent's Institute of Medical Research. Doctor, good morning to you. Hey, talk us through the concept. So you grow a liver on your leg.
Yeah, well, good morning, guys. Okay, so first up, the method that we're using actually really rests on using stem cells. So I can take 10 mils of blood from you. It can really be any cell in your body. It can even be a piece of hair or a little bit from a cheek, for example. But we've got a method now that we can genetically manipulate it into a very immature stem cell. And that stem cell can actually form any of the cells in your body. So in our case, we can make all the cells that you actually find in the liver. And I can make that into a mini liver in a dish in a laboratory by myself. The beauty of this is I can actually make unlimited amounts of liver whenever I need it, so I can make it well in advance of a patient requiring it. But what we're doing here is we're actually upscaling this so that we can actually make a lot of these mini livers and then transplanting it into the body. And the real innovation here is the ability to generate large amounts of liver tissue connected to blood vessels in the body. And we've got a surgical technique that we've developed here that allows us to go in the leg initially because it's an area that you can actually look and monitor and, you know, remove it if there's an issue. But ultimately, what we're going to do with this method is after a period of incubation in your leg, we're actually going to take out a piece of a major lobe or a section of your liver that's diseased and then transplant it back and reconnect all the plumbing. So essentially, we're doing liver transplant surgery here, but we're not using donor-derived tissue. We're actually using stem cell-grown tissue, right, so your own liver.
Our head's falling off at this concept. When is the first leg-grown liver going to be put into a human being's body to function as a liver?
Well, the whole point of this is starting lab-based trials now. So what we're trying to ascertain here is whether it works, whether it's safe, what the dosage of these liver transplants might be needed in terms of curing liver disease. And I think once we get those results, we'll be looking at starting clinical trials. But that's still a long way off. That'll probably be within 10 to 15 years, maybe.
So, Doctor, have you tried this on mice?
Absolutely, yes.
And?
So we haven't tried the entire sequence of surgeries, but we do have evidence. So we've got a long history at the Institute of being able to generate large volumes of vascularized or blood vessel connected tissue. So we're able to generate human liver tissue inside the groin of mice and rats. The idea is now how much do we need to generate in order to actually help them survive if they have a fatal liver disease, for example. Right. So those are the questions we're answering.
Hey, Dan, let's spread our wings here.
What else are we going to grow?
A heart?
Well, absolutely. The heart's been grown, thymus has been grown, pancreas has been grown. There's been a whole range of tissue that's been grown using this technology. But
so I could wear my heart on my sleeve.
Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Good on you, Doctor. That got the response it deserved.
This is just unbelievable. Is there anyone objecting to you doing it?
Well, I think the whole point of this is we're actually doing something where we're no longer relying on anything that's ethically objectionable. So the stem cells that we make are actually your own stem cells. We're not taking it from anyone else. We're not taking it from a source that might be dubious, for example. It's not from an embryo, for example.
Yep.
It's completely from blood or skin or from, you know, from even urine. So I don't think there's really anything objectionable. And that's really the beauty of this method. It's so socially acceptable.
So, Doctor, in a decade's time, I might need some new tissue from my liver. How long will it take? How long will the process take?
So I'll preface that by saying that the manufacturing technologies are growing a lot, lot quicker. And the other point of this is it's an insurance policy. So I can make these stem cells whenever you like.
Okay.
So I can make it as soon as I know you're unwell. So I can make it well in advance. Having said that, to make those stem cells generally currently takes about 4 weeks.
This is just fantastic.
I've got another one for you, Doctor. So bowel cancer's in the family. What about bowel?
Look, I think it's you know, as surgeons, we're quite aware that there are some organs that you can cut out and reconnect, for example, the bowel.
Yeah.
There are others that you cannot live without, for example, the heart, the liver, the pancreas, for example.
Right, okay.
So that's a different challenge.
So it's low on the list.
Good on you. So the bowel, if you've got your bowel on your leg as well, you truly could have tissue on the liver. Good on you, Doc. What a great guy.
So good.
Dr. Kiryu Yap, clinician and scientist at St. Vincent's Institute of Medical Research.
Do you reckon he's clever?
I reckon he might be clever.
I reckon he might be very clever.
Not as clever as Luca, who says growing a liver on your legs would mean you couldn't wear skinny jeans.